Hello.
Good morning. My name is
Good
Ash.
morning.
Returning your call with customer service.
Yes.
Yes,
For
sir.
what
How can I
company are you with?
assist you?
Who are you with? GTE or whoever?
We are a third-party company. We service several different products. Have you ordered
Okay.
anything lately?
Not that I remember, but I've got two charges to your company for. One for $89.65, two for $87.43. Maybe you could tell me what they're for.
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code to better assist you?
33823.
And your first and last name?
Thomas Hurles, Hurles.
Okay,
Okay,
and
can I?
yes, sir. For security purposes, can you verify that address for me?
2234 Drexel Boulevard in Auburndale, Florida.
Yes, sir. So I do see here where you did order the 14-day trial on April 23rd of the biotech solutions for $7.49 and $6.59.
These charges for $89.65 and $87.43.
Yes, sir. But do you recall ordering those two charges for $7.49 and $6.59?
No.
You didn't order the biotech solutions, the Testo XL.
No. What is the biotech solution?
Give me just a second. Looks like you ordered two, actually.
But what is that solution for?
They're male enhancement products.
That's what I'm asking. That's what it is, or that's what you're thinking.
Yes, sir, that's what it is. They're male enhancements.
Oh, no, I did not order any male enhancement.
Let's see here.
If I did order them, I hadn't got anything in the mail, so I must not order them.
And you never received anything any mail in the mail?
No, ma'am.
Do you know anyone who could have used your card without authorization to order this?
No, the only other person authorized to use that card is my wife, and she don't need mail enhancement.
Yes, sir.
If you would, just take that off. Don't ship anything out to that address.
Yes,
Please.
sir, I will. Yes, sir. I will have to cancel this account and also transfer you to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your call without their authorization.
That'd be fine. If they know
Okay.
who it is, that's one.
But I do want to make sure that you are aware we take credit card fraud very seriously, and once they figure out who used your card without authorization, that person will be prosecuted. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall ordering the mail enhancement for $7.49 and $6.59.
The thing is, if I ordered it for $7.49 and $6.59, why is it over $80 for
Yes,
each
sir.
one?
Because that trial, it was a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. You would have had 14 days to call and get that account canceled. If you did not call by that 14th day to cancel, then on that 15th day, we would have had to bill you the full cost of the product. And it's a recurring product every month.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I didn't get anything in the mail or don't recall ordering any of these.
Okay, give me just a second. Let me get this canceled out so I can
Thank you.
transfer you.
All right. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and call my bank and tell them to cancel those two charges.
Yes, sir. That's
Okay.
actually what the fraud department can do for you as well.
Okay. Yeah, I want to make sure they do it, so I'll call them anyway. But thank you.
You're welcome. Give me just a second. I'm still here, sir, just getting this all canceled out for you.
Okay. I thank you very much. You have a blessed day, ma'am.
Give me just a second, sir, because I will have to still transfer you over.
That's fine.
Okay. And I do want to make sure that this is all of your information. Here, let's see. The phone number is 863-6621-217.
Correct.
Okay, and is this your email? TFONE33YRS@AOL.com.
That is correct.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, yes, sir. So, to keep from you having to call your bank, I did just speak with my supervisor about those charges, and she did say that out of courtesy, I can give you a 35% refund.
Or how much?
A 35% refund.
Not the total amount?
No, sir, because the charges are valid, and all of your information here is correct.
Okay, do this. Tell them when they do this to send me a letter so I can give it to my cyber unit here, and then let them contact you from our sheriff's department. That way they can check it out legally and keep me out of the middle of it. That's what they do. That's what they do well. I'd rather have them handle it with your company instead of me having to argue with them.
Yes, sir. You don't have to argue with them. We just have to follow protocol because this is your information.
I understand, and I'm going to follow protocol also by just putting this to the Sheriff's Department cyber unit hands and then let them figure it out. They get all day long sit there and figure this stuff out. I got other stuff I've got to do. So just make sure they send me an email or a written notarized letter, either way. And I'll pass it on to them, and then they can get in touch with your folks.
Yes, sir. Give me just a second.
Okay.
And also, what I can do as well that I know I can do, boost that refund percent for you. To a 50%. That way you can at least get half of your money back.
Well, that's fine, but still have them email me or mail me something in the mail, anything with their name on it so I can contact our cyber unit here, make sure this doesn't happen to someone else in my area. I appreciate that. That should be no problem with them, your people.
Yes, sir. So you're fine with that 50% refund?
No, I'm not. Just send them what they're going to send to me, what they just told you to tell me, and I will.
No, sir. I can
on
do that.
To...
I can actually speak back with her and see if we can go higher for you. But I know
no.
I could have boosted that to 50% for you.
Okay. Well, you just let them know I want full refund because I didn't do this. So I let my people here take it up with your law enforcement or whoever there from here on out. And I appreciate what you're doing. You're being very helpful and very patient.
Yes, sir.
Also, make sure they send me a return address, too, so I'll know where our sheriff's department can contact me.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, we do not have anywhere for the product to be returned back to. They actually stopped us from receiving product back. So once our product is sent out, all sales are final. But I did just speak back with my supervisor, and she did say that we can give you at least more than half of your money back, and that's a 75% refund.
Okay. Well, tell them I'm still wanting them to give me some way to my – if them not wanting to give me an address is really suspicious, and my crime unit here will check into that.
Okay, yes, sir. She did tell me to go ahead and refund those last two charges in full of the $87.43 and the $89.65.
Correct. And could I have your name, please? You've been very helpful.
Yes, sir. My name is Ash, A-S-H.
A-S-H. That's, my daughter's is Ashley, so I can remember that pretty well.
Oh.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. And also, it will take 3 to 5 business days to show back up your account. That is bank protocol.
Okay. 35 days?
3 to 5 business days.
Oh, 3 to 5. My bad.
Yes, sir. It's okay.
I'll let the credit union know that's going to happen in 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
And I'll find out also from the church, not about y'all, but if this is happening to somebody else. There's a lot going on right now, as you well know.
Yes,
so
sir.
Anybody's got access to stuff they shouldn't have access to. All right. Thank you, Ash. I sure appreciate your help and time.
You're welcome.
And patience.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye.